to happen, but in a trackable, measurable, and manageable slash controllable manner. Okay, so on your slide right now, I have there tasks to do to apply autoimmunization part one. Okay, so you go to your Twitter accounts, especially the one that you open starting on day two or day three, whenever you started to open an account. Okay, and these are the accounts that, or this is the account that I have asked you to create that's keyword specific and niche specific. Okay. And you have managed to follow between 50 to 100 people. That was my advice, targeted every day for at least 30 minutes or less in the last 4 days, 4 or 5 days, okay? And you also did that to the gurus, the big list owners, the centers of influence, as well as the people that they're following and the people who are following them. So they're people that they were following in their followers, all right? So I'm assuming right now that you have followers right now. Could be 5, could be 6, could be 10, it could be 20. I know some already have close to 100 followers. I know a few of my staff just starting with a new account because they've been trained in the last 4 months to do this. They've managed to have a following of, meaning they have followers of more than 1,000 people already. Okay, two of my staff of more than 20 are already gathering more than 1,000 followers just in the last 5 days. You know, very targeted. Okay, so this can be done. Now, do not compare yourself to them because they've been trained a long time, you know. You're just starting out, okay? So if you're just starting out with Twitter, you know, just be patient. Slow is fast, okay? So you can have 5, 10, 20 people or less right now. That's fine. That's a good start, all right? The second thing that you do is you post three kinds of tweets. A tweet is a message that's posted on your Twitter account that's 140 characters or less, for those of you who may not know that. And really, it's on the premise that it answers the question, what are you doing? But, you know, many people have been creative, myself included, in posting more than just saying what are they doing, okay, or answering that question, what are you doing? And to easily recall what you can post or tweet about is remember the word pep. It's like doing a pep talk to your followers, okay? You send something that's personal. You also send something that's entertaining. And then you send something that's professional or business-related. Okay, again, this is showing your human side, okay? Personal could be something that answers, what are you doing? Okay. For example, I posted today that I was so proud of my son because I was kind of talking to my son. He's 2 years old. And for the last few days, he's been able to spell simple words like ball, ear, car. But, you know, the thing is, he's only 2 years old, you know, which is fascinating. And he can now count from 1 to 30. He's been doing that for about 3 weeks now. And he's known his ABCs for, gosh, almost 6-7 months now. And he can say it so fast, ABCD every day. I mean, like, he would, like, talk like the fastest talking man in the world. And he's only 2. He's turning 3 in about a month and a half. Okay? That's something personal. And I got a lot of feedback from that. Second is entertaining. I don't know if you've seen those videos, those funny videos, entertaining videos. Like, I love posting videos of babies laughing or dancing. You know, one very popular.